Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, as described by Forbes magazine, no less, as the wellness expert you need to know, and by Hello magazine as the healer to the stars. Now, as a well-being expert, I've been featured in many, many different magazines, and my brand, which is called The Hey You Method, has been at the receiving end of over 100 awards, which I'm rather proud of, and suddenly realised I'd slightly shone my light under a bushel. I hadn't really talked about it very much. So what I wanted to do in this episode was talk to you about a couple of fantastic questions which have come in, because this is the Q&A session, which is about insect bites and about inflammation, and also then about heartache and love, which is a really important emotional situation that many of us find ourselves in terms of lack of, and can often find itself exacerbated at the time of year that I'm broadcasting this, which is the summer. So if you have any questions about any of the things that we're discussing in today's episode, then do please feel free to message me on our new email address, which is ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. So you can message me there. If you don't want that information to be shared, please write confidential at the top so that we know that we can't cite it. We will never cite anyone's actual name unless they've said so, but please cite it confidential otherwise. But before we go any further, I just wanted to wave this around, which is I've just come off a live feed, and this is the Hey You Body Sculptor, which is this new tool which has basically sold out every single time we get the stock in. It sells out straight away. And we finally got some stock, so it's actually finally in. So hooray! Now, this is the most groundbreaking of products, and it's going to win a whole load of awards. I'm telling you that now. Jules, you want your laptop, don't you? All right. Sorry. Just aside from everything else, the printer's stopped working, so everything's seriously digital today. So this is the much-acclaimed Hey You Sculptor, which has now actually gone back into stock. It probably won't last in stock for very long, but I wanted to flag it up to all of the listeners and the viewers. It has been an absolute sensation. Why? Because basically it sculpts the body and it is phenomenally good at weight loss, about toning up, about inch loss, about relieving pain, about relieving inflammation, which is one of our big topics of today, and generally supporting the body in a myriad of ways. So more on that later. Thank you so much for listening and watching, and I'll be back in a short moment. Before we get started, I'm going to revert to the piece of paper I managed to print before the printer went broken, which is the first message is from Rianne Lake Healy, who says, loved your episode of slowing down aging skin. So helpful. Thank you again, Katie. Well, just to say that so much of this content is so relevant to the aging skin situation, and for maturing skin, and for papery skin, and for general skin conditions. So there's various different episodes where we talk about this. And if you've not yet had a look at the Hey You tools, then I do really recommend you go over to the Hey You Method website and look at this array of award-winning tools, which are often just one-off purchases that you don't need to replace, to give yourself the best possible skin as you go through the aging process. Kate Bodle, as opposed to Katie Brindle, said, I nearly read the name wrong, actually. I was about to read myself. I think, hang on a minute. No, I'm not commenting on my own feed. Kate Bodle says, this episode on kidney health is a goodie. I'm going to give it a try. Thank you for sharing your wisdom as always. Well, Kate, you're so welcome. And actually to say that the kidney fact sheet, which is available on my website, is the most popular downloaded fact sheet that I offer, which I was actually quite surprised about, because it's often a bit of a stretch for many of us to realize that, according to Chinese medicine, the organs control everything. We talk a lot about the heart in medicine, full stop, but we don't really necessarily talk much about the other key organs. We call them the essential viscera in Chinese medicine, and they are the heart, the lungs, the spleen, the kidney, and the liver. These are the organs that we need to do, and every single one of them has got a really comprehensive fact sheet so that you can see how important they are. The remit in Chinese medicine covers everything from your physical body to your emotional body, and also your spiritual body and the kind of meaning of life. And it all is housed in these kind of empires of the organs in the body. It's really, really interesting stuff. And Kate, I'm so glad that you enjoyed the kidney episode, because I really enjoy talking about kidneys. I really do. Now, Tracy Wells says, oh, ladies, looking forward to watching this interview with Victoria Woodall. Thank you. Well, Tracy, we were just talking about it before we went live just now, to say it's doing really, really well. And anecdotally, a lot of people who kind of have my number, sort of, or who are kind of commenting in on things, have said how many of them identified with rubbish New Year's Eves and rubbish landmark birthdays that have only ever resulted in them feeling pretty rubbish about themselves. And I think it's a really important episode to disseminate this myth that there's this amazing kind of cool world going on out there where other people seem to get the invite and we're sort of left standing. That actually the reality is for pretty much everybody is that a lot of these pressurized dates where you're just expected to have the most fantastic time ever puts far too much pressure on anything and often then results in it being a bit of a disappointment. And that's not really a good thing in life, and it's a bit unnecessary. So really the whole purpose of the episode is to talk about another way to look at celebrations and another way to encompass them. And I think, James, because I know you're listening and observing whilst I'm talking, I think we could go further into celebrations and actually how to enjoy your life rather than focusing on these big kind of ticket items which normally lead to disappointment. And I think there's all James has reappeared. There's more we can do. James is giving the thumbs up to those listening. So James said yes. I get producer James said yes. So the man from Del Monte, he said yes. So off we go. Right. Anyway, I digress. Let's get on to the first question of the day. Do I have any recommendations for mosquito bites? This comes from B. Mahan. Sorry, I was just kind of thinking about how appropriate it is to be called the name B when you're talking about insect bites. But we're talking about mosquitoes, obviously. So there is an introduction of toxin and pathogen into the body. Okay, now that will then create, that's an exterior cause of disease because it's coming in via the skin immediately. Okay, now that will then create a knock-on domino effect of immediate reactions that the body will then elicit in its healing response in order to minimize and localize the spread of the toxins and the pathogens. Okay, so that will include itching, redness, swelling, and also localized warmth in the area. Now, depending on the type of the person and how much inflammation is already sitting within that body type is going to have a direct impact on what then happens next. Okay, so from a Chinese perspective, aside from the insertion of a pathogen into the area of the body, what we're also looking at is a reaction of the body to the insertion. Now, the way that we describe the bodies in Chinese medicine is like weather. We talk about dryness, dampness, we talk about heat, we talk about wind invasions. It's a really natural system of medicine, which I personally find really easy to understand. Having tutored my children, all various different children, through science GCSEs and struggled, funny enough, with science, Western science GCSEs myself, I find this such a welcome way of explaining the same thing in a completely different way, okay? Because it's just weather patterns and your body is an ecosystem. So what we're looking at is that wind comes in because then there's a sudden onset and a spread of symptoms that suddenly appear, like a rash or lumps or bumps or itching. That's wind. It comes in fast and it changes everything around it. And then we have heat because the pathogen comes in as a toxin and that's hot in nature. And that then creates the inflammatory response with the redness and the swelling and the itching. So what do we need to do? Because then Chinese medicine comes in with an immediate treatment protocol, which is right. So we've got a wind heat invasion entering the ecosystem of this body. So what happens? Well, we need to expel wind. We need to clear heat. And we need to support the body with its own natural detoxification and anti-inflammatory mechanisms, which it has, because the body is a landscape and we need to consider ourselves like gardeners, just like expert gardeners looking at the garden and thinking, right, this needs this and this needs that, because that's what expert gardeners do. So the first thing is to expel wind, we are going to alleviate itching. To clear heat, we're going to reduce inflammation. And to detoxify the body, we're going to help alleviate the release of toxins in the body. So what are the natural ways? Because obviously there's various unnatural ways. You don't need me to talk about those because that's not my area of specialization. I'll talk to you about the natural ways. And two of the simplest natural ways that you can achieve these treatment goals is by using basil and apple cider vinegar. Now, what I'm always advocating in Own Your Health is to have kitchen remedies which are easily accessible and they're not a faff. Because the thing is, when you get bitten and things like this happen, you need to be able to access this stuff quickly and easily. So if you're at home, I would always recommend that you have apple cider vinegar in your kitchen. I've actually got apple cider vinegar in my bathroom cupboard. It is right there, literally. I have it in the bathroom as well as the kitchen. And I will always have basil plants in the house. Okay, they're really easy to propagate. They're really easy to keep. And if you can't be bothered to do any of that, you can just buy them really easily from the supermarket as well. Okay, just make sure you recycle the packaging. So the first thing is basil. Now, basil is a natural anti-inflammatory and it has a lot of antioxidants in it. It's also cooling on the body and it's really good at regulating qi and inflammation. It's also really good at alleviating itching and it's really good at detoxifying and nourishing and relieving toxins out of the body system. So this becomes a very powerful ingredient that you can apply topically to the skin. Now, if you're out and about, and often if you get bitten, you're normally sitting sort of eating or drinking. It tends to be the way, because often if you're doing other things, you're probably moving around. So if you're eating or drinking, the chances are you're in a place which will have basil leaves. So you can just get some basil and just whack it straight on the insect bite. If you're at home, you can actually crush the basil and mix it into the apple cider vinegar to create a little potion. Now, the apple cider vinegar is slightly acidic, so therefore it balances the skin's pH, which in turn, alleviates and relieves itching. It also has an astringent nature, which is why it's extremely good at relieving swelling. It's also antimicrobial, which is really good for preventing infection, because often these bites get infected and then it gets really tricky. And because of its astringent nature, it's really good at improving blood circulation, dispelling stagnation, and encouraging healing. Because often you find people who have allergic reactions to bites, it becomes very, very inflamed, very engorged, and everything gets a bit stuck. So what you can do is you can either put a basil leaf straight onto the area, or you can dab with a cotton wool bud a little bit of apple cider vinegar. Or better still, you mix the two things together. But it's really easy to explain. You basically just crush some of the basil leaves. You can do that with a pestle and mortar if you have one. If not, you can just rip the basil leaves up as much as you possibly can, or even use scissors. Okay, you can use kitchen scissors to do the job, and then just got to mush it with a bit of a teaspoon. Okay, although a pestle and mortar is a really good idea. You can then add a little bit of apple cider vinegar. That will in turn create the decoction. You can, if you've got very sensitive skin, you can dilute that with filtered water as well. And then all you have to do is saturate a cotton pad with the solution and you hold the cotton pad over the insect bite. I would recommend you do that for at least 10 minutes and repeat as often as you possibly can. It is a really, really useful technique. You can even put that decoction into a little spray bottle. You can buy very little spray bottles. You can either reuse toner bottles or Muji do really good spray ones. And it will keep in a fridge for up to about 5 days. Okay, but you do need to then replace it completely. So that is my advice about insect bites. It's really useful content. And I really love explaining this stuff because it's kind of kitchen remedies. Now, the next question is, can I be more specific? This is from Silver Synergy about rose leaf tea for heartache and where to find it. So rose leaf is one of those beautiful remedies. I've always got rose leaves in my kitchen. They dry brilliantly. You can buy them organically. There's loads of places that sell them. The best place to buy them is local stores that specialize in often sort of North African or Middle Eastern cuisine. That's the best place to find them. Okay. Now, that, of course, depends on where you live. If you're living in a city, that's possibly easier than if you're living in the middle of the countryside. But then living in the middle of the countryside myself, I will then go on to Whole Foods and make sure that I'm buying them from an organic supplier. Okay, and there's too many different varieties for me to sort of say that particular one. I've kind of been fairly promiscuous with my rose leaves. But if you can get yourself to a really good quality organic supplier, that is where I would start. The thing about rose leaf is once dried, that's how it will be sold to you, it will keep for absolutely ages and it hydrates really easily and it will have an instant effect on your heart. It is such a beautiful remedy. It is literally like smelling a bouquet of roses. It has such a lovely cooling and calming effect on the body, and it is especially good for heartache and emotional distress. That's really where it comes into its own. It calms the shen, and it really helps stabilize emotions and creating an extreme state of peace. Now, the shen, if I've just suddenly introduced a word that you're thinking, what's the shen? The shen is your emotional state. Now, your emotional state in Chinese medicine is housed in the shen, and the shen is controlled by the heart. The shen covers the whole of the blood and the fire and the heart element within the body, okay? And rose works beautifully, and it's immediate. I mean, it literally is immediate. If you buy dried rose petals, even just smelling them dried will immediately have a beneficial effect. That's why I think sending roses is such a wonderful romantic gesture, because when you smell them, it immediately creates a stimulation to the heart in a really beautiful way, which is why I think they are considered to be such a sort of the ultimate in romantic gestures. So don't underestimate the power of roses. Anyone listening to this that wants to do something romantic for their partner. The other thing about rose petal, is that it's very good at promoting a very gentle flow of qi and blood. Because what happens is when we get emotionally stressed, which we do a lot, the world now is really stressful. I'm not saying it wasn't before. It, arguably, if you just watch a bit of Netflix or should I be saying now, James, listening to The Rest is History, my new favorite podcast other than my own. So we have to get them on, okay? Because I'm now name dropping them constantly because I love them so much. Literally, Mr. Brindle is just going, oh my God, not them again. So actually, although he's now listening as well, so we're both avid listeners. But the reality is that in the olden days, not the good old days, the olden days, things were kind of really brutal, but you tended to die. And if you didn't die, you were so grateful that you didn't die because it was so brutal that you kind of had a different sort of set of priorities, which was kind of staying alive, staying alive. Whereas now it's a bit more chronic. We don't really expect to die just walking down the street. But instead of that sort of brutality, life and death kind of acute situation that we had in history, what happens now is this kind of chronic state where we're just overwhelmed and over anxious and just over emotional because there is just so much turmoil that goes on every single minute of every single day. And the expectations of what we're supposed to be doing is very, very high in terms of the volume of things we have to cover. And that has a very, very negative effect on our emotions. We also have a bit of a problem in modern society, which I have to be a bit careful about because I'm on social media myself. But social media is a blessing and a curse, depending on what you do with it. And the problem with it is it can create a society of comparisons. Now, that's really bad for your heart. It's really bad for your self-esteem because the problem with it is there's always going to be someone out there who's doing better than you in one aspect of your life or all aspects of your life. So let's say you've got the best relationship ever, okay? There'll be someone out there who's doing parenting that bit better or someone out there who's doing their business a bit better than you. And what is better? Better is a comparative term anyway. And what it does is with these constant comparisons is we lose our focus. And we lose our internal gaze, and we lose our peace, and we lose our connection to ourselves. And ultimately, we lose the connection to ourselves as heart-centered beings, which is what we are. And that's the problem. We start to become visual comparisons, and that in turn agitates the liver, which creates agitation into the heart, because in Chinese medicine, the liver feeds the heart. So if the liver is consuming, because it opens to the eyes, a vast amount of visual stimulation, which is in turn creating a negative response because we're doing a comparison of ourselves, which is kind of inevitable, even if we're aware, it's a split second thing that, oh, they're doing that. Oh, why aren't I doing that? And it's happening thousands and thousands and thousands of times a day, which is an unprecedented level of comparison that we've never had before as the human race. It's where we are in the 21st century. And that is not good for the heart. Okay, that is not good. So rose leaf, on the other hand, avoids all of that because it allows the focus to go back to the inner gaze. And it allows us to focus and to focus on our heart-centered being and to allow a smooth flow of qi and blood in a very soft, delicate, romantic and slightly sentimental way. Now, that's something else I was talking about actually this week in my healing circle. We were talking about, I called it the sediment of sentiment, okay? It always comes as a channel when I speak in weird alliterations like that. And it's quite a bit of a mouthful, a bit of a tongue tie, but it's true. Okay, what happens is we get stripped of our sentimentality because everything's going so fast and everything's got a little bit sort of rushed and therefore not brutal in the old sense like you got murdered, but just rushed. So the softness of, say, etiquette or manners or politeness or having time to just absorb something after an event has taken place, having time to process, okay, this happens extreme circumstances if we're in grief and we often don't have time to process what's happening. But if you just think about your day, have you had time to process everything that's been going on? I can assure you I haven't, and I know what I'm doing, and I simply haven't had time to process. So what do we do? Well, rose leaf really helps with this because it allows you to take a breath, because it smells lovely. What I would then recommend you do is we get the old mindfulness bell and you set that gong to chime, ideally every 15 minutes, to remind you to process, to just breathe, to just take a breath, to just allow yourself a moment of reflection. And if you then infuse these rose petals into a beverage, so you just apply warm water or not quite boiling water, just underneath to allow them to open up into a lovely glass teapot where they just start to smell like a florist, that is going to really help you as you breathe, because it's going to allow you to engage with the soft energy frequency of sentiment so that you can avoid the sediment that will start to form if we don't relieve that on an ongoing basis in the lighter format of energy frequency. So rose petal will really, really help you achieve that. So thank you for joining me today. So just let's just go back over what we've been talking about. So there's been some really interesting stuff. We've gone from kind of the most exterior, which is insect bites creating inflammation and how to address them naturally, talking about the benefits of some simple plant-based medicine, which is apple cider vinegar and basil, which is really easily kept in your kitchen at all times. And then we've moved on to what to do about heartache and actually just how to cope with modern day society and just cope a bit better, and the benefits thereof of dried rose petals, which is another kitchen staple. They will last for ages. Okay. And it's a really lovely drink. One last thing to say is, if like me, you love tea, and anyone that follows me knows that I absolutely adore tea so much, jasmine's particularly so, is that you can mix rose petals very, very happily into very, very good quality green teas. Slightly less so the black teas, because black teas are quite heavy, but green teas and white teas are very, very easily. So you could do a little bit of a tea cocktail, and it's really rather nice. I do that quite a lot. Thank you all so much for joining. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do leave your comments and follow us on Apple and Spotify and tell your friends and tell your family and get this information out there, because we give it for free because we want you to know. And if you have any comments or questions, do please leave them on TikTok, Instagram or YouTube. And also you can now email us at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. Thank you so much for watching and listening.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.